Well, at a heated meeting last night, campaigners demanded the council take action to get the lease held back from the developers so new plans could be drawn up. After the meeting, Alan Poole, deputy leader of Thanet District Council, told us he's hopeful that building work will start later this year.
In 4 months, we will look at our options and we will decide what we're going to do. Hopefully, the developer will find 20 million and start building.
A lot of money to find. Ian Driver is an independent councillor at Thanet District Council. He was at the meeting last night. Morning.
Good morning.
We played a clip of you at the meeting earlier. It sounded like it got quite heated.
It was indeed.
Yes. So, I mean, what was the general feeling there?
Well, the unanimous feeling of over 80 local residents was that the council should tear up the agreement with SFP, throw them off the site, and start talking about alternative uses with the community.
Now, can they do that, though? Can they do that when they own this lease, the company own the lease, which is about 199 years, isn't it?
That's right. It's got a 199-year lease, but there are clauses in the development agreement that allow the council to take back the leasehold and throw SFP off the site if they don't comply with the deadlines for finishing the project, and they're already running behind. I cannot believe, even in these difficult times, that a company can be the developer for 10 years and do very little indeed.
And why do you think the council haven't acted on that one? Is it going to cost them money? What's the issue?
I think the council are frightened. They daren't take any action. And as a consequence, they've left the developers to their own devices. They've not policed the project properly.
What are they frightened of?
I think they're frightened of ending up in court, but they've not even taken an independent legal opinion yet. And I think a legal opinion would show that the council, after 10 years, has got every right to throw them off the site. They are in breach. They're not doing what they were supposed to do. I cannot believe that one of the most prime seafront locations in Thanet has been allowed by Thanet Council to become a massive eyesore. It really beggars belief that the council has done nothing in order to enforce the agreement and throw these cowboys off the site, because that's what they are. They're a development company that has had no previous experience of development. I cannot believe they were given the contract in the first place. I've searched Iron Law on the internet. Despite their claims that they've done development, I can't find it anywhere.
Well, we are going to be talking to the agent for this company just after 8 o'clock this morning.
You should ask him if they've had previous development
experience.
We will.
We'll ask him that very question. They're saying that what they're also trying to do is negotiate the freehold with the council. And if they could get the freehold off the council, that they could secure extra finance.
That's
and if they can get that...